Let's continue reading verses 1 through 19 of Matthew chapter 11. Now, in this first half of chapter 11, the Lord discusses and commends the person and ministry of John the Baptist. Matthew chapter 11, beginning at verse 1. Now, it came to pass, when Jesus finished commanding his 12 disciples, that he departed from there to teach and to preach in their cities. And when John had heard in prison about the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said to him, "Are you the coming one, or do we look for another?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Go and tell John the things which you hear and see. The blind see and the lame walk. The lepers are cleansed and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he who is not offended because of me." As they departed, Jesus began to say to the multitudes concerning John, "What did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken by the wind? But what did you go out to see? A man clothed in soft garments? Indeed, those who wear soft clothing are in kings' houses. But what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I say to you, and more than a prophet, for this is he of whom it is written, 'Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way before you.' Assuredly, I say to you, among those born of women, there has not risen one greater than John the Baptist, but he who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John. And if you are willing to receive it, he is Elijah who is to come. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. But to what shall I liken this generation? It is like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling to their companions and saying, 'We played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We mourned to you, and you did not lament.' For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say he has a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, 'Look, a glutton and a winebibber, a friend of tax collectors and sinners,' but wisdom is justified by her children." Once again, some background notes. In Matthew chapter 10, we learn that the Lord sent his disciples out with power to preach that the kingdom of heaven was at hand. They were to carry this message to the cities of Israel. John the Baptist was in prison at this time. King Herod had arrested John the Baptist and put him in prison. It was at this point that John the Baptist sent two of his own disciples to the Lord with the question that we see here in verse 3, "Are you the coming one, or do we look for another?" Now, we can understand why John would have questions. After all, he had announced the Lord as the Messiah. And John had expected that the Lord was going to set up his earthly kingdom at that time. But it didn't seem to be happening. And here John was in prison. What was going on anyway? So we can understand John's doubts here. Now notice the answer that the Lord sends back to John. He does not tell John that he should be ashamed of himself for having these questions. No. He tells John's disciples to go and tell John what they were hearing and what they were seeing. Verses 5 and 6, "The blind see, and the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them, and blessed is he who is not offended because of me." What the Lord is doing here is quoting Old Testament prophetic passages of Scripture about the Messiah from the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 35, verses 5 and 6. Also Isaiah 61, verse 1. Apparently, this was all the answer that John needed to assure him that Jesus was indeed the Messiah. We don't read of John having any more doubts, even though he was never released from prison. He died there as a martyr, as you know. After John's disciples departed, the Lord began to speak to the people about the prophet John the Baptist. And that brings us to our two doctrinal points this morning. So doctrinal or teaching point number one. John the Baptist was the greatest Old Testament prophet. John the Baptist was the greatest Old Testament prophet. Notice the praise and commendation that the Lord gives John the Baptist in these verses. John the Baptist was not some weak, vacillating preacher swayed by every wind of human opinion. Verse 7. And John was not some rich evangelist living in luxury. Verse 8. John was a prophet of God, coming in the tradition of the Old Testament prophets like Elijah and Jeremiah. In fact, John the Baptist was more than a prophet because he was the forerunner of the Messiah, as predicted by both Isaiah and Malachi. Malachi is quoted here in verse 10. And look what the Lord says of John the Baptist in verse 11. Assuredly, I say to you, among those born of women, there has not risen one greater than John the Baptist. How was John the Baptist the greatest of the Old Testament prophets? John the Baptist was not the greatest prophet because of miracles or greater crowds or eloquence or charisma. He was the greatest of the Old Testament prophets because of his mission. He was the forerunner of the Messiah. Now notice what the Lord says at the end of verse 11. But he who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he, greater than John the Baptist. Now what did our Lord mean by this statement? Answer, not greater in character or mission, but greater in privilege. John the Baptist announced the kingdom as being at hand, but believers today have the greater position and privilege of being citizens of the kingdom. And all believers today are also members of the church, the body and bride of Christ. And all believers today are indwelt of the Holy Spirit, unlike John the Baptist. So he who is least in the kingdom of heaven today is greater than John the Baptist in that way. Now, what did the Lord mean in verse 12? And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. The kingdom of heaven that John began to announce to the Jews was not being received by the leaders of the nation. In fact, the Pharisees and Sadducees, and the chief priests and scribes, these leaders of the nation, they did their best to keep the people from entering the kingdom. Listen to what the Lord said of these religious leaders of the nation in Matthew chapter 23 and verse 13. But woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you shut up the kingdom of heaven against men, for you neither go in yourselves, nor do you allow those who are entering to go in. The Lord likened that generation of unbelieving religious leaders to sulking children in the marketplace. They wouldn't dance to flute music, and they wouldn't mourn for a dirge. They were just plain obstinate. Do you know any children like that? In the same way, the religious leaders of Israel said that John was too ascetic, verse 18, and the Lord was too easygoing, verse 19. The Lord, of course, was not gluttonous or a drunkard, but he was a friend of tax gatherers and sinners. Aren't you glad about that? The wisdom approach of both John and our Lord Jesus would be vindicated and proved right by results. So the religious leaders of that day, like many religious leaders today, would not receive the good news of the Messiah and his kingdom as announced by John the Baptist. John the Baptist was the greatest Old Testament prophet. Doctrinal point number two, John the Baptist was the subject of Old Testament prophecy. John the Baptist was the subject of Old Testament prophecy. Verses 13 through 15. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John. And if you are willing to receive it, he is Elijah who is to come. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Now, we've already seen that the coming of John the Baptist as the forerunner of the Lord was predicted in Malachi 3, verse 1. In Malachi chapter 4, verse 5, there is a prophecy predicting the return of Elijah before the coming day of the Lord. Now, a question. Was this prophecy fulfilled in John the Baptist who came in the spirit of Elijah? Answer, yes and no. No, in the sense that John the Baptist clearly said in John chapter 1, verse 21, that he was not Elijah. But yes, in view of what the Lord said in Matthew 17, verses 10 through 13. Let me read those verses. And his disciples asked him, saying, why then do the scribes say that Elijah must come first? Jesus answered and said to them, indeed, Elijah is coming first and will restore all things. But I say to you that Elijah has already come, and they did not know him, but did to him whatever they wished. Likewise, the Son of Man is also about to suffer at their hands. Then the disciples understood that he spoke to them of John the Baptist. Now, how is this apparent double talk to be resolved? The Lord says Elijah is coming, and yet he had already come in the person of John the Baptist. It's resolved right here in the verses before us in Matthew chapter 11, verses 13 and 14. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John, and if you are willing to receive it, he is Elijah who is to come. The it here is the message and offer of the kingdom. If the Jews had received the king and his kingdom at that time, when it was offered to them at the first coming of Christ, then John the Baptist would have fulfilled the Elijah prophecy of Malachi 4. But as you know, the king and his kingdom were rejected by Israel. They did not have ears to hear, verse 15. And thus Elijah is still coming and will precede the second coming of Christ. Elijah is probably one of the two witnesses of Revelation chapter 11. Then the Malachi 4 prophecy concerning Elijah will be completely fulfilled. But certainly, John the Baptist was the subject of Old Testament prophecy. Now, what about practical application? When you are discouraged and have doubts, turn to the Word. When you are discouraged and have doubts, turn to the Word. From time to time, we all have doubts and are discouraged. Even John the Baptist was discouraged and had some questions and doubts, as we've seen. I mean, he was asking and thinking, why was his ministry cut off so suddenly? And why was he wasting away here in prison? This was unexpected to John the Baptist. Now, how did the Lord clear up John the Baptist's doubts? He turned him to the Word, to the messianic prophecies of Isaiah. The Scriptures cleared up John's doubts. The same will be true in our lives. As we go to the Lord in time of doubt and discouragement, the Lord will generally use His Word to give us answers and encouragement and exhortation and challenge. Illustration. You know, I remember being really discouraged one time and feeling so sorry for myself, and then reading the story of Joseph and what he went through. As a result, I was convicted and encouraged and challenged at the same time. I turned to the Word. Do you see the practical application here? When you are discouraged and have doubts, turn to the Word.